The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Suit yourself. Me, I'm cutting loose. We got royal inspection coming up.
Inspection? Meaning you're gonna stand around like an idiot while a bunch of blue bloods smirk at you. I don't know how you put up with it, Weaver.
See, I've known you for a long time, right?
Yeah, definitely. You're born 2 seconds after me.
Yeah, and ever since we were little, I've been listening to you complain. What are you bitching about? In case you haven't noticed, we answer running the show. We're the...
Look out!
Don't talk to me about Earth, okay? Because I just spent all day...
Because here it comes.
I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes. And I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event... What is it? I think it's this way. Not in that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. Without my pants. So come on! Everyone! You will be there, and we will be there with you when you are there. What is it?
Solo Chronicles.
That opening totally sucked, didn't it? I don't understand. Doesn't matter. Just move on. Adversity, be gone. Let's just move on. Right here with me, Frank Cotolo. I am the bard of broadcasting, and so... You know, if you don't like that, find another bar. There is no other bar, just me. I think there needs to be some adjusting here. Some technical adjusting, but we can't do it now. Now we have to do a show. I am the Vegetable Man, the godfather of internet radio, and I am here. The man whose name adorns the title of the show. There's no stopping me now. No stopping me now. So stay with us, because I'm going to tell you stuff. And then the artist D will be here later. In person. And some big news coming in the broadcasting world. From us. To Ice Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every Bordello scene. We have to move around these damn settings, because this is, it drives me nuts once in a while. In actuality, of course, that might be the first of 150, maybe 200 openings that we screwed up, and it's not always our fault. Although there's one technical thing wrong. I'm not going to get into it right now, because then I'll get 100 emails saying, you jerk, don't you know how to put this in there and that in there? But ever since we got our solid state hard drive, we've had a problem with live mics, and I don't get it. I don't understand how we feed back and how this stuff works, but I'm going to work that out one of these days when I'm not doing a million other things in between these shows, okay? A lot of other things. I do. Now, let me make this a little bit... Okay, there you go. So, people... I'll tell you one thing. It definitely got the attention of people in the beginning. Because they're going, what? I don't hear it. What? I don't hear it. What it was trying to do was play a particular section from the cartoon, the animated cartoon. It's not animated at all. Do you call something that CGI animated? I guess it is animated also. From the CGI movie... Ants, A-N-T-Z, and I tried to play this little piece of it where the Woody Allen character acts like, you know, a human being, an ant that has had a bad childhood and what's up, because I want to talk about ants. But of course, I'm going to talk about annihilating ants. I'm not going to talk about the, ants as pets or anything. They're critters, they're varmints. Their annoyances, and they keep an industry of fumigation going, as does this technical industry. Now, I found myself a comfortable spot to talk into this mic, and hopefully I don't get a feedback. A feedback? My name is Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of this show, and I am here on this Y2K plus 17. I'll tell you all the regular stuff, of course, and that is that we are... If you're listening on the Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, it's Standard Time, or it's Daylight Savings Time, isn't it? What the hell? You know, it's dark now, end of story. Someone said to me the other day, when are you going to start your summer hours? And I went, holy Jesus, I forgot we did summer hours. Last year we did summer hours. I'll tell you why we did summer hours. Because we wanted to get done earlier. It didn't matter. We got an hour earlier. What does time mean anymore in these time zones when you're on live on the interweb? That doesn't mean anything. Because it doesn't mean anything. Because there's like 18 different time zones. And by 18, I mean I haven't counted any of them. So I don't know. But in any event, in all event, and certainly in this event, we will, I don't know if we're going to go to summer hours. So I said that to the person. I said, I don't know if we're going to do summer hours. Does it matter to you? Because you can listen to this show. If you don't listen to it live, via 148.CASRN MediaWorks, you can listen to it as it rebroadcasts. And it sounds exactly like it's live. And I'll tell you why. I am not going to go back and edit that horrible beginning and fix the volumes and make sure it all sounds prime and proper to your ear. Not the way I roll, work, shake, move, quiver. This is what I do. You're going to hear this exactly the way it is coming out right now. For better, for worse. Just like if you turned on a radio, and many of you never turned on a radio. Isn't that amazing? to think that many of the people who listen to this show never turned on a radio. They listened to broadcasts on phones, iPads, desktops, towers, iPhones, Androids, Ichabod Cranes. They never listened to it on a radio. Completely different use of batteries these days for people, and different kind of batteries. But in any event, in all events, certainly in this event, I am here, and I have I always have so many things to do that I don't have enough time to do them. Even when I don't, and I told you I never rehearse, but I'm always prepared. I come here with a couple of notes and a couple of ideas and just splash it all out. And it just goes. You get the product of my mind as it's working at the moment. And you can hear that, as I said, at many other places, including JuiceTalk.com. You can hear it at True Talk Radio twice a day. And there's other things that are related to all of that, especially the fact that Montreal Jewish News political pulp is political pulp is poised every week to give you a fine and wonderful crack at politics. Only the way I could do it. Cause, you know, and I say that because I don't see anybody else doing it that way. That's all, you know, not your normal thing. And yet based upon classical training, classical comic training. Speaking of classical comic training, if you are listening live after the show, you will be hearing Savino Veritas if you stay tuned. And I hope you do. And I hope that if you're listening on a rebroadcast, that there are people, stations that are also running Savino Veritas, which they can get. And I'm telling you this now, if you don't know at other stations, you can get it at JuicedTalk.com. So go get it. All right. What's stopping you? You need programming. We give it away. You can't give this stuff away. Why? Because people don't want it? No. Because they don't listen to radios? No. Because they have no time to do it? No. There's no excuse. It is entirely inexcusable. If you're listening, you're going to hear live from the Lion's Den studio, Tom Savino led Mr. Jeremy Long on. And you know as well as I know that, hello, he used to knock on the door. Yeah, oh, it's Jeremy's late when he came here and co-hosted the show and when we helped him and continued to help him through his career, long, driving, tedious career that he has in Hollywood from two veterans of Hollywood, Mr. Tom Savino and Mr. Frank Cotolo. I'm going to have an announcement, I hope, about Tom Savino and Frank Cotolo soon. And that's just saying that with an open end. Now, also, as I said, after I posted what I was going to do with the talk about the ants on this show, which I'm going to do, I'm going to have 45 minutes to do, because at the top of the hour two, we will have the Artist D from the fabulous show, the Artist D show. How many shows has the Artist D had? The Fabulous Show, the D Show, the D Artist D Show, the Artist Fabulous D Show, the Fabulous Artist D Show. Up all night, on all evening, and everything else. Oh boy, you just can never get enough D, can you? We'll be on this show here, and we have an announcement to make regarding For Culture Magazine. And you can get, I'll announce this now, of course, you can go there. It's making some changes over there. And I'm back on the monthly schedule, thank goodness, for readers. They've got me back on the monthly schedule. But, you know, I said that, you know, I'll go back if I could do something different. I didn't just want to do a collection of classical comedic stories that have relevance and deep thought. And highly intellectual Algonquin style humor. I wanted to do something a little different. And so this particular sense of speaking of who I am here on broadcast is now available in a monthly column at forculture.com called Rocket Science. Yes, Rocket Science. I'll do my own little commercial for it. Rocket Science. Because everything is way more complicated than you can even imagine. You like that little logo there? That's right. At forculture.com, read rocket science, because everything is far more complicated than even you can imagine. See, I'm hoping they take that out and then put it on the Four Culture Radio to advertise it on the interweb. So you can go and that tune, and we'll tell you if you stick around 10 and after 10 here, it'll be a different time. See, that's what I mean, the time zones. All right? Where the artist D will be on here, it'll be a different time than over there where the artist D lives. So this, you know, people living their own cycle on their own clock by their own time, and whammo, it's a mess. That's why you need to read Rocket Science, because everything is way more complicated than even you can imagine. There you go. That's the promo. Also, next week, hopefully, see, it all gets worked and scheduled as we go along. Kurt Brando is fine, out of the hospital. They don't know what's wrong with him, but they're doing some more investigating, just as happened to me in the beginning of February, and screwed up this year a little bit in many ways, and also cleared up a lot of things this year anyway. So here's the deal. Kurt Brando is having an MRI today, a mechanical reissuing instigation machine. Micro retro imaging, something like that. And hopefully they will find nothing. That's what they want. They want to see everything crystal clear and find nothing. That's what they want. And then he'll be here next week at this time.
And?
See, I'm still doing some adjusting because I want this to, I don't know. You know, I can't believe at one time in this very studio, I managed to take hundreds of sounds, bounce them, careen them off the wall and off of electronic signals that were digital and analog and everything, and come up with a product. And here I am trying to get one microphone to work without feedback. It goes to show you how much. Oh, hey, wait a second. I found a very nice position here. Here we go. Kind of leaning over. You don't see me because it's not TV. And I won't go on to that, I don't know, whatever that's called there, so you could watch me talk. What a stupid thing. Stupid. Boy, that ain't no stupid. Boy, you don't get more stupid than that, do you? Very bad, Cary Grant. And some of you are going, who? Because that's the way it goes. Kurt Brando, hopefully next week. Watch the Facebook and the blog, CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com and 148.ca/Frank. You could also, once a week over there, there's plenty of pastime, okay? Passive time. The thing about me that's different than other people with passive, when it comes to passive time things like reading, you know, giving you literature or just things to read, let's just say blog, let's maybe call, you decide whether it's literature or not, or music or anything else like that, is that I'm not going to waste your time. A lot of people are going to waste their time because once they got your attention, they think they got your attention, they keep it for minutes upon minutes upon minutes. Now, I know what you're saying. You're sitting there saying, but Frank, you're on for 2 hours. You expect me to sit here and listen to it? No, I don't. There's a lot of stuff here. You could skip ahead if you have a recording of this, or you could drink. You could do something else while you're listening. For gosh sakes, I do something else while I'm broadcasting it, so why don't you? I know, I'm so aware of looking at the meter now and how it's not going over. It's not peaking. And yet I'm hearing it loud because I have a monitor that's, I got to fix this, and I'm not going to complain anymore. Just get on with the show here right now. So remember, if you're listening live right now, or Savino Veritas comes on a station that you do listen to this show, somehow, or a podcast, whatever it may be, that'll be Jeremy Long at Lion's Den Studio live tonight, including a whole bunch of great political humor and various other stuff that comes from Mr. Tom Savino and Savino Veritas. Okay, so the page. Why? It doesn't say what I just said. It just has a note so I can say what I say reading about it. Okay? Now, other things that are going to happen during month? A lot of stuff. But let me get into this, too, because now I only have 50 minutes. No, I can't even add. Actually, it was subtraction I needed to do. I only have 40 minutes before the Artist D comes on and we start gabbing about things. And I want to tell you about ants. I've had this on my mind. It was one of the things on the list from last week when Kurt Brando was supposed to be here. You see what happens? I adjust. Adversity is on my path, and it's on your path, too. It's on the Hallelujah Trail that every single day. You have to dodge it, you got to duck it, you got to swing around it, you got to dance around it, you got to jump it, you got to hop over it, and it gets done. So I had this thing because I made an amazing discovery that I hope puts Orkin out of business. Orkin? Is that their name? I don't have anything good to say about those people. Well, the guy who started it turned out to be a nice guy. But everyone else, and the guys who just work daily, who come out and spray the corners of your home, okay, fine for them. I'm not here to talk about Orkin. I'm just going to tell you I didn't have a very good experience with some of the people who are the hard-lined, pay-for-this-crap people in the pay-for-this-crap department of the company, and I'm sure every company has that kind of a thing, but they don't all have battle axes who attack you and threaten you and make you want to punch them in the nose. That's right. Makes them make you. Here's what I discovered. I was looking, and it's odd too, and this is how things happen. I think sometimes, not always, things happen many different ways. So I can't tell you this is how things happen. I do not know this is how things happen. But sometimes when you're cognizant of a certain area of things, of something, you are quicker to be grabbed, to have your attention grabbed by something else that is related to that, that you weren't looking to find. For instance, I found I didn't find it. I was watching on TV. I don't pay attention all the time in the middle of the night to these crazy commercials they have for all these products that can't get this in a store. Yes, you can if you just wait a couple of months, okay? Anyway, those, objects, it's today, $19.95, and if you act now, we'll give you two of them for $19.95. Oh, you'll have to pay for the tax and the carrying and the handling for the other one. All right. So I see this thing, it's like kill bugs. Kill bugs naturally. I mean, natural. Well, death is natural. Killing is not natural, but, dying is natural. Murder is not natural, but we're talking about murdering bugs. But they're saying murder them without chemicals. Murder them with this stuff. And I don't remember, I told my son and he wrote it down. It's a product. You spray it around the corners or where you think bugs are coming in. By bugs, I mean, I don't know if they're termites. I mean ants. Okay, ants. And I'm not, things that crawl on the ground that come in. What are the kind of bugs come in? Spiders come in, yeah. Although I'm not big on killing spiders. I like to release them out into the wild. I know what that sounds like. It's so stupid. But I try to keep on the good side of spiders. It's kind of like, maybe it's like Trump and Russia. I don't know. I want to stay on the good side of spiders because the spiders will eat anything that's another creature that can hurt you that's, and sometimes bigger than them. Yes, it's true. And I learned this. Emil, I didn't put down the Orkin men who come and spray, the men who come weekly or monthly or whenever they come. It's according to how infested your house may be. I want to say that I learned this from one of those guys who told me, you're never more than 4 feet away from a spider. Spiders are everywhere. Big, small, brown, gray. Some of them are white. Ever see a white spider? There are albino spiders. I swear to you. I've seen them. They're hairy. They're icky. They're black and they're gray and they're brown and they're big. And some of them are very dangerous. Some of them are male. Some of them are female. Okay. But you know what they do? They kill things because they got to eat and they make webs to catch things. So they catch flies, house flies, which carry way more disease than the number of spiders in the species that will hurt you. True. Very true. I learned this. I'm imparting this knowledge to you. So I'm listening and they're going, you can kill bugs in your house with this natural spray. So, and you know what they worry about? They worry about dogs and cats who lick the ground. That's a dog. They're a dog or a cat. You lick the ground. This is one of the things that makes dog and cat on the karmic wheel very low. The fact that they lick the ground. And they'll lick almost anything off of the ground. So if you got a guy coming in or a gal coming in or anybody coming in with this spray that has chemicals that is being sprayed along the crevices of your house and the room and the back of your stove, front of your stove, on your sink, and whatever, the likelihood of you being poisoned is sparse. Sparse is not a word to use for likelihood. It's very remote. Remote? It's, okay, you're not gonna get hurt, but you got a dog or you got a puppy or it doesn't matter how old the dog may be, you know, right? The dog or the cat. What else licks? Hey, you might even have a kid crawling around. Kids don't know. See, kids learn. They act like dogs and cats and animals when they can't walk and they're just, and they don't think just like dogs and cats don't. And all they're worried about is food, shelter, and water. So kids, anyone, a kid can be playing on the floor. Maybe he doesn't lick the floor. Maybe he gets his stuff on his hands or her hands. And they lick their hands, you know, the whole thing. So the point being that this new stuff, that the stuff they're selling on the TV in the middle of the night on these stations that can't get advertising but refuse not to broadcast. And they have to broadcast all night, so they do it. This thing's, and I forgot what it's called, Vegakill or something. Vegakill. It is something that if the dog licks, it won't die. It won't even get sick. The dog or the cat or the little kid won't even get sick if they, and they lick the floor or it gets on their paws. That's the other thing. Dogs lick the floor. Yeah, you know, but you know, dogs can't help it. They don't have shoes or protective apparel. So when they're just crawling around or walking around or sitting around, their paws and their flesh touches the ground. We all know that. And so some of that poison chemical stuff might get in them and bat, you know, middle of the night, bat. And, you know, you get up in the morning and your dog is as stiff as the floor. Terrible thing, especially if you like the dog. Because I don't know why you would have them in the first place if you didn't. But so they have this thing and it's your spray. You know, you buy it for $19.95. Everything's $19.95. Some things are, you know, we're noticing when they're $19.95, two easy payments of $19.95. You know, it can't be like one easy payment of, whatever it is when you add up to 19, something like 40 something dollars. Okay. So they say, get the Vegakill. I'll call it Vegakill right now. Your spray. I do the spray. Why do I do that? Because people know more sounds than they know words. I've told you that before. So I did the spray. So instead of saying you spray it all around, all around, you get the container and you go spray it all around in the crevices and on the door, wherever else, you know, you think, especially on countertops. Because, you know, ants, and this is what we're talking about, ants on countertops where there's food. Ants are just billions, billions, and billions of creatures looking for food. All ants do, and I've done a little research on ants. Here's what ants do all day and all night, all right? They build, okay, they make pathways. They build tunnels and stuff so that they could travel. Why do they want to travel? Easier travel to get to destinations where there is food. And sometimes, because they build things, leaves and little pieces of stuff that they don't eat that they use to build things around their tunnel. Little ant huts. I don't know, whatever else are there. Now, ants, of course, come in many different categories in one group. And there's like one queen ant and she's knocking out more ants in ways that, I mean, if humans knocked out as many humans as ants knock out ants, I mean, say knock out, you know, I'm talking about giving birth. And that is a very cruel way to say giving birth. Knock out, right? But they're ants. They're insects, okay? So let's they're giving birth, a queen ant is giving birth to thousands and thousands. It seems like a queen, like the spiders do the same thing, except spiders don't have this, this bond with one another, and they don't come in the numbers that ants do. One colony of ants, called the colony, can have as many as, and I tell you, I've not looked this up, I'm just making it up, 80 zillion members. I don't know. It's countless. I remember a number of times during the summer, for an odd reason, and I don't know what reason this might be, there's something tasty, something dies. I live out, you know, in the country. Something dies and falls, like maybe even there's a nest, a bird's nest, and an egg falls onto the concrete area right before the stairs, which takes me out the front door and into the carport. And suddenly I come outside and this concrete top is now filled. You cannot see the concrete because 80 zillion ants, 80 zillion of them at least, because I'm not going to sit and count them, but I'm telling you, you can't see the concrete. They've all gathered for this one little egg. A broken egg to an ant colony is like, this is like gold. This is like finding America and a whole new continent, because the shell, the yolk, the white, and little pieces of whatever else is there, they devour it. Okay. Now, anyway, that happens. And then I have to come out like this giant, like this horrible ogre giant god with a hot, with a big pan of hot steaming water, boiling water, and I just pour it over them. And in one fell swoop, I murder hundreds of thousands of insects. And I don't go to prison for it or anything. I'm not going down in history as a anticide or insecticide. I have no idea. But let me tell you this. So they tell me anyway, when you find an ant in your house, you better hope you find a large ant, a large one. Big, preferably big and black. It has three parts to its body and one, two, three, I don't know, eight, six legs? I don't know. Some of them have a lot. They have a lot of legs. And you'll only see one at a time. You know, these guys don't go out in pairs, okay? They go out hunting. They're the hunter ants, the big guys. They're the adults. And they're out looking for food that they want to bring back to a little place that they found somewhere in your home between outdoors and indoors. Okay. But they know the food is there. The sugar is there. The hot pepper's there. The pepper's there. The bananas are there. And the fruit is there. The meat is there. So if you get crumbs, they're going to come out whenever it's dark and they're just going to go put their antennae upon the counter and just start scooping up that stuff and bringing it back to the friends. But here is the good news. The bigger the ant, okay, the better off you are in your house can be, because there are no babies. Little ants, like the ones that I see outside on the concrete, the hundreds of thousands of billions of trillions, billions and billions of ants, though that's bad, because there's tons, but they're outside, so I don't care. You know, I know that, you know, when I mow the lawn, there's underneath the lawn, there's a thousand trillion ants, trillion zillion. What's after a zillion? Grillion? Multi-grillion? Bi-billion? So I'm noticing that there are large black ants. My sons see them here and there. There's another ant, Dad. And then, you know, these guys are big. You can't miss them. And every once in a while, I just take my finger, I chase, they're fast. They are fast. If any man, woman, or child moved proportionately as quickly as an ant moves, he will be flying all over the place. This is why the brilliance that is about to come your way in terms of information. You will never, ever, ever find this kind of information anywhere. You ready? Okay, I'm coming to it. So there's this big black ant. First we see one, I go, uh-oh. Where there's one big ant, there's another. And I think that, you know, you kill them right away, but still, for some reason or another, you know, they're so fast, you might not, you know, grab them. Even if you pick them, get them with your finger or whatever, you know, they still have, something happens with their antennae. And then a signal goes out. See, there goes the sounds again. I can't describe it. Man, people know more sounds than words. Little ant signal goes out to these other ants. And the other ants, wherever they may be, because this signal travels, I got to tell you something, it travels. So the guy they sent out, the scout, ant scout, the ant scout, it's out there, is he's one you're wondering about the ant scout. He's now dead. He's gone. I mean, he's taken his life into his hands. He knows it, I think, when he goes out there, because he's moving around quickly. They move quickly. Now, remember that, because that has to do with what I'm going to tell you in terms of annihilating the ants. Now, if the signal goes out, that, you know, man in trouble, ant in trouble, ant down. Whatever sounds ants make, that stuff they do. Ants make sounds. And, oh, I didn't find that other, I want to find this other thing because I want to talk about large ants in a second. Where is this? Yeah, okay. So if you see the big ones, you're in good shape. You know why? Because, oh, what is this? This is not even what I thought. Oh, okay, I got it. The big ants, black or brown, doesn't matter. I don't think you'll ever see the red ones. I'm not going to talk about red ants, although this will work with red ants. Red ants! You must have seen red ants. Red ants in literature and through the world, because they're very dangerous. They can kill people. And they get together and enjoy it. Billions of them will get together and just completely eat a person. And in certain parts of the world, they're so large that, in groups, they will devour people. But anyway, the big black ants, the big black or brown ants or whatever they are, they're walking around your counter. You find them in a counter in the kitchen. That's where they're, wherever they're coming from. Because, you know, ants can just like, they can climb up a metal rod. They can walk on walls. This is why I like having the spiders around. Because, you know, they walk in places and they might get to this little spider web they suddenly, this gigantic thing, which in insect land weighs, what, 340 pounds by comparison to, right? Is way, way overweight of the spider who owns and has woven the web. And this ant can't move, and he gets stuck, and along comes a spider. Yeah, here come. I got myself a week's dinner. I don't know how many portions of an ant a spider can eat. I don't know that. But here comes the black ant. Now, you could go chasing these things, or you go get this vegetable. I didn't get the vegetable Vegakill either. I was going to. All right, I get cognizant of the ants and say, I don't know, I'm on the edge. Maybe I'll just wait. I hate to buy these things through television because somehow or other, you know, they wind up screwing you, sucking money out of you. I had a big fight with those people of the Publishers Clearinghouse, and I told them where to go. I don't care how many millions they're giving away next time. All they want are my little ways to find out to get dollars and pennies from me, and I'll do another show about that garbage one of these days and tell you how to stay away from that crap, because they're really just sucking it. And then one person wins $50 million for the rest of his life. Screw you. So anyway, I don't like to buy things over the TV, and I very rarely buy things even over the interweb. Anyhow, what I do is I didn't buy it. What I didn't do was buy the Vegaweb, Vegakill, whatever. I didn't do it. Let alone. What I did do was I noticed one at a time I'm killing these guys. One at a time I see them. My son sees them. Get them, you know, jump on them, whatever. You know what's fun too? You find one of those ants. If you know where the web, if you have a spider's web somewhere, you don't want to go near the spider. Leave him alone. Let him rest. He won't bother you. Okay. He won't bother you. Leave him alone in his little spot somewhere, right? But bring him the ant. It's like bring him a stink bug or an ant, you know? I'm not saying that the spider is going to repay you for that or stay away from you for that or not try to make his web larger and more inviting and maybe design it even better. But I'm not saying you're going to get any reward for feeding the spider. But it's a way to get rid of the It's a fun thing to do, is what I'm saying. Now, I don't know if there's a pita for insects. Is there a pita for insects? What would that be? Pet enable? I don't even know what pita stands for. Trial? I don't care. All right, so I'm getting these guys one at a time, and I'm, you know, and then something weird happens. It's not weird in its own. Because we make coffee out of two different coffee pots. Recently, we got one of those German coffee makers. And we call them Nazi coffee makers. Just for the fun of it. You know, the German, not because old Germans are Nazis, okay? It just looks like the kind of thing Hitler would have commissioned a long time ago. You know? You'll make me a coffee maker with, you know, and it's like you don't have to take the spoon out, just little cups and whatever. We have two kinds. Now, the regular coffee maker, the kind of... That's my return. It was the return. Oh, I want to move that over there. Okay, just trying to get comfortable here, and I made a... See, I made that little sound by leaning on it. Okay, so what was I saying? I was saying that something happened. We're making the coffee. When did we make the coffee in the regular coffee pot? The kind of Mr. Coffee pot, you know, the kind of little plastic piece of crap that breaks, you know, planned obsolescence. It breaks in no time. Okay, well, we make pots of coffee of that. My son and I, one of my sons and I still drink coffee. And we make it while we work, because we work upstairs, too, with our computers and things and stuff. So here's what happens. We can't help when we're putting the spoons of coffee out of a tin can or out of a paper, you know, where we've grounded them. Is it grounded? Ground them. You don't say grounded. You say ground, even for the past tense. We ground those beans, right? I mean, you say we grounded them. Get grounded. You will not go out. You ground beans. You can't ground beans. So we grind them, and then they are ground. I think that's the way it works with the English language, at least. El grando. El grando. Groundo. El grando beans. So what happens is this. We're not always, especially my son, you're not always 100% neat. And so little pieces of the coffee that you spoon out of the can will go onto the counter. So, sure enough, that happens. I try to wipe it off every chance I get, but I don't, because we're doing a bunch of things and we don't just constantly clean up after ourselves constantly. We don't do that. Who does that? No one does that. I try not to make the sink, become a mountain of dirty dishes and forks and stuff, the way my ex-wife used to do. Just wait till it was like, it touches the ceiling. And then it's like, someone better put those in the washing, in the dishwasher. No, but I don't use the dishwasher anymore. But I mean, you know, it's like, just wait. Just don't even touch them. Don't even clean them. Don't even go near them. Just let them sit there. I mean, you talk about getting ants, and ants find out about that. Not only do they have the food and crumbs and crust and crap they want, they also have water. They need water. Ants need water. Not the boiling type that I pour on millions of them to destroy them all. Cause I am the Now, 9 out of 10 kids who are trying to do that would not do it analog. They'd find a little program that makes your voice sound like that. But I do it with my two hands and my mouth in front of the mic. Okay. So whoopee for me, applause and stop. Now, so I notice an ant. Here's what the ant did. He was over near on the other counter, the counter where the coffee is made, near the coffee maker, the cheap little, you know, as cheap as those things are, they last a long time, those Mr. Coffees. They really didn't plan the obsolescence of those very well, because they last forever sometimes. You got to clean them once in a while, too. You know, run some vinegar through them so that you don't make saltwater coffee. But you got to take care of it. Okay, so here's what happens. I notice one of those black ants on that counter. I told you they travel. So that means he went from where I usually see him on a counter that goes all the way around the sink, around the stove, and over to the side where there's a return, like this, a return.
one of those things, which people used to call a breakfast nook. And I noticed this ant is not moving like the other ants. That doesn't mean he's not moving quickly. He's moving quicker, faster. But he doesn't have a particular direction. Now, ants usually don't go in a straight line unless they're all together, you know. But one ant around, you know, a rogue ant, he's just running around and you'll see, you know, but he's still going like forward someplace, doesn't do the things that this ant was doing. This ant was doing figure eights and circles. And he was doing, you know, like man, woman, doing those signs. And, you know, no bathroom, you know, no woman bathroom, whatever, you know, the X with the thing, no. And he was literally as if he was blind. Now, you know, ants have, you must have seen, they have like a million eyes, right? They have a million eyes. When they see things, they see the 2300, I don't know that number is correct. You know what I mean? They have a whole bunch of images in front of them that make up the big image, or they see it 200 times. I don't know, something like that. Well, this guy was weird. He was not, he was really crazy. And I noticed that he was doing that near where a lot of coffee had spilled out of a spoon. I'm talking about ground coffee that came out of the can that, you know, goes into the little filter that goes into the port where the water comes through in the Mr. Coffee thing, okay? This ant, I'm looking at him. I didn't kill him right away. I want to see what he's going to do. And he obviously sees me. If he sees me, he's running the other way, or if I put my finger down. But I did. I put my finger down, but not to kill him, just to put it down. And he was running around it. He helter-skelter across the counter. Ran the ant. And I went, what the hell is going on with this ant? Then I realized he found food. Remember, they don't, ants don't order food. They take whatever they can get, which is why when the fumigator comes around and they see liquid and they don't know it's poison, they just start drinking, okay? And then, burp, you know, and they die. Or you got ant motel or roach motel. Remember those roach motel, ant motel? They go in, I'm going to do the sounds again. Like I know what a roach motel, roach motel doesn't even have a sound. Ant traps. They got these hotels, ant, you know, condominiums. And they go in there and they die because it's poison. So they don't look at what kind of food. So I realized, I said, is it possible that this ant ate the little pieces of coffee and that he was hept? Why am I using that word? He was high on cocaine. No, he was high on caffeine. The ant had lost a basic talent, an instinct to move in a certain way, a protective way, a hunting way, the way he learned as a little ant from his uncle ants and daddy ants or brother ants, the billions of ants in his colony, the old neighborhood, if you will. Is it possible that he's so high that he has lost his ability to escape me? You know, a very important life-sustaining talent that an ant has. Because they will, you know, when you're trying to get them, like even with your finger or with anything you're going to pound them with, you know, they move really quickly. They could dart this way and that way and that way and this way. But this guy was just running helter-skelter all right, any possible way. You know, and I went, maybe it's the coffee. Maybe, just maybe, I could lure many ants out there with caffeine. Ants on caffeine. And I could start killing them 2, 3, 4 at a time. And when that starts happening, I have to trust that when the antenna sends the signals back, okay, it's not saying, stay away, I'm being killed. What I'm hoping is that the ant that gets high on caffeine also loses a certain amount of his communication skills. And what he's saying is, get on out of here, guys! This stuff is freaky! this, you gotta have some of this, you know, if that's the way ants talked. And to personify the ant. And so that signal goes out, and more ants come out, big black ants, hopefully now no little ants, because the little ants are, what I'm assuming there's only big ones, because what they're trying to do is create a colony so large it could eat my whole house and family. What else can I think, you know? I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what they want to do. It's what they need to do. Okay, but that is not what's, if that's their goal, say, what I'm doing is, so anyway, what do? So I take caffeine, and I put more of it on the counter, and I put it on the other counter too, all right? And I wait. And I'm hoping what happens is, they will come out, even if they come out one at a time quickly, you know, that they will be so disoriented once they start scooping up this caffeine. And I got to tell you something. Not only does it work, but you could get espresso and kill them by the tens. Yes. Yes. And, you know, you don't even have to kill them. You could have, let's say you have a pot or, you know, a bag or something. You could scoop them up with a spatula or something or anything like that as they're eating. And then so out of the coffee grounds with them, right? And you could scoop that into the bag, put them into the bag, one of those those lock bags, plastic lock bags. You scoop them in there with a little bit of caffeine, and then you lock it. You lock it with the, you know, you Ziploc it. And they suffocate by the tens. That's right. It works. Ants on caffeine, it's better than... It's got to be better than Vegakill. It's better than Vegakill. It's better than, the poison stuff. It's the best. Caffeine kills the ants. That way, they don't grow up. And, you know, one day it could happen. Just like it said in the very famous movie, it happened that, you know, ants became so big, they
I tell you, gentlemen, science has agreed that unless something is done and done quickly, man as the dominant species of life on Earth will be extinct within a year.
Nation maps fight against unknown terror. Deadliest weapons of science ready to combat nameless horror. Nations alerted for final stand against fantastic invader.
By direction of the President of the United States, stay in your homes. I repeat, stay in your homes. Your personal safety, the safety of the entire city, depends upon your full cooperation with the military authorities.
Yes, cities, nations, even civilization itself, threatened with annihilation, because in one moment of history-making violence, nature, mad, rampant, wrought its most awesome creation. For born in that swirling inferno of radioactive dust were things so horrible, so terrifying, so hideous. There is no word to describe them.
Them! Them!
We may be witnesses to a biblical prophecy come true, and there shall be destruction and darkness come upon creation, and the beast shall reign over the earth.
Yes, the earth, the skies above and the seas below, infested by swarms of nightmare creatures, crueler, deadlier than the armored giants of prehistoric eras. Here is a wild, headlong flight into terror as the desert erupts with the grim battle for survival. Here is a fear-frenzied moment of suspense as mankind totters before a thing that multiplies faster than it can be killed. Here is a desperate plunge into the black depths of the earth, where human courage challenges the brute force, the slashing jaws, the poison fangs that guard the subterranean nest where the beast spawns its terrible progeny.
To all units, condition red, drain 267 is the target area. Repeat, condition red, drain 267 is the target area.
Can't take a chance. It might poison the whole city.
Damn! No one word ever heralded such a heart-pounding experience. Because no one word ever charged the screen with such terror, horror, excitement, and mystery! Okay. I think you get the idea. Didn't I? A little over-dramatized, for sure. But ants could rule the world. There are so many of them. So you be careful. And if you want to kill them in your home, I can't vouch for the veggie kill or whatever, but them will be killed. Them. They will be killed. Them. 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 You know what? Why? Them. Ants. You can get them. And you'll get rid of them that way. Make them high. Make them high. Make them really high. And they will lose control of their own destinations, which time you can take over. If you don't want to kill them or suffocate them, like I said, in a plastic bag, you can put them into something and just bring them outside in the backyard and empty it. Me, I like to annihilate them. Just get them all and kill them all. There'll only be billions or more. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about ruining their lives and their civilization. Okay? Worry about, because they'll be making them as you speak, even if you kill 100,000 of them, 200,000 of them are being made somewhere else right now. So don't worry about that. Worry about them getting so big, so ugly and horrible as in the 1954 science fiction movie that they will destroy everything. You, everyone, and then it won't matter who gets elected anywhere or anything that worries you. You'll be gone. All right? So that's them, and that's that. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of this show, and it is time. Almost at the top of the hour, I want to remind everyone here at Cotolo Chronicles. If you want to, you know, I can't give you any, like, it's not like a recipe or anything. I can't give you a recipe, or you could write to me and ask me anything you want about the ant annihilation. fcotolo@yahoo.com. I always answer, and you people who write to me regularly know I do. Or at Facebook, where I'm Frank Cotolo. There is also a Cotolo Chronicles page on Facebook, but I don't have a lot of time to go do anything else but what I do. And that's not one of them. So you go there and do that. Go ask me questions, send me things, whatever. I don't know. We'll do that kind of stuff. And that's the ant thing. Now, every summer when it gets really hot here in the studio, the flying ant problem surfaces. Now, what I'm trying to do, what I'm going to experiment this year with caffeine and flying ants, because they nest and they're tough, but you got to wait till they land. You can't, catching a flying ant is, I don't even know how that happened. How did ants develop wings? I don't know. I don't know how this stuff happens. I don't know. Maybe no one knows. Maybe no one knows. Don't forget, my books are on sale. Books on sale at Blurb for the Molotov Memoirs book pair. and Amazon for the others. And soon, hopefully, an announcement about more books that will happen. And all the things you could read anywhere. Google Frank Cotola. Now, speaking of new things and things that might happen, what I'm going to do right now is call the Artist D. Here goes the Artist D. I can see an icon. You can't see anything. All you hear is... and I got to adjust the sound. It's ringing the Artist D exactly 10 p.m. on the East Coast and different time. Where the Artist D is located is a different time. One of the... someone has answered, and I believe it's the Artist D.
A different time, a different place.
Well, it's the same place, really, isn't it?
It's all the same place.
Some place in our heads. Hey, am I on a speaker, Skype? Is there such a thing?
Are you on a what?
Speaker Skype? Skype? You sound a little processed.
I don't know. I'm up here.
Okay.
You're down there, but it's right. The microphone's right there.
Okay. As I've been talking about here, I'm just having some sound problems. Air sound. What would that be called anyway? Some sonic problems? No, I'm having some problems with sound in the air or whatever. I'm going to just lower you a little bit so that it doesn't have that wow to it.
All right. We need to lower my wow.
Your wow needs to go down there. Okay. Okay. I think that's going to work. How are you? Uh-oh. I've lost you. Why, we have vaguely begun. Let me try again. How did that happen? I didn't hang up. Oh, well. Oh, the sound of... I wonder if... Do you know what happened? Yeah. Do you know you got no answer? Send an IM video message or retry calling. Send a video message. What? Try again? What happened? Busy. Oh, D's probably calling back. That's why. Now we're in that area where it's like, well, I'll call you. You call me. I get disconnected. You call me and I'll call you. Busy. How can that be busy? I'll try again. Let's. Okay. Now it's ringing. If it was big, why isn't there a busy signal? It's ringing. I'm trying to start this conversation here at Cotola Chronicles, here at the second hour. Okay, now.
Technology is not our friend.
Did you step on something?
I have so many devices and Skypes that it started to pick up elsewhere in other devices.
Well, it sounds really better now.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get it actually to the broadcasting computer, and then it hung up on you.
Yeah.
And now it's on my phone, but I don't want it on the phone. I want it in my head.
Well,
I called you right back.
Yeah, go ahead. Just do it.
I know this is terribly unprofessional of us.
It's real. It's real. Yep. And there goes Z to come back. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay, now what? You there? Well, I mean, I picked it up. And where are you? D?
How's this?
That's good. How come you didn't come right on there?
It was actually ringing and you were talking. Like, I heard you talking and it was still ringing and you couldn't hear me. This is the world we live in.
It's where the stuff, the devices, the technology is getting better even as we use it. We don't even know it's happening.
Exactly.
Wow.
And you don't hear any feedback or anything.
No, it sounds great. Okay. It sounds great. And we have, plenty of time to gab that little.
No, because it's real.
It's real. This is real. I mean, that's what I tell everyone. This is real. What do you expect? I had a rotten opening today.
It was terrible.
It was disgusting. It was, you know, I mean, it's like I'm going to have to give back all the awards I got for broadcasting because I did that. But I don't care. It's like, I'm not going to go back and edit it. I told them, this is what you get. And the other stations, that's what you get. So screw it. We're going to move on here.
That's right. I just have one question.
Just one? Go ahead. What? Now, give me the question you have now.
Do you want ants? Because this is how you get ants.
This is how you get ants. You know, it's funny you say that too, because I didn't mention that I tell the kids, you know, Jack is a great cook, but he does not clean up after himself. Okay.
He gets ants.
And so every time I go and he's the dinner's done and everything, or I'm going to go back and wash a dish or what have you. And then the counter is just this crumbs and there's little pieces of garlic salt and things around. And I always say to him, hey, and you want to know why we get ants? I become my father.
Exactly.
I become my partner, just like you said. You know how you get ants?
Want ants?
I'll show you you want ants. It works. Get out the cat. I don't know if you heard it, but I know you'll hear it eventually.
Caffeinated ants?
Oh, I'm telling you, it works. It's so great. It's so satisfying when they're all together and they're so high, they don't realize this is not what they're supposed to do. And then you just scoop them into the bag. Into the plastic lock bag, right? And they don't care. They're just flying around in there and they're sharing the little grains of caffeine, right? You can't do this with decaffeinated coffee, so don't get it. All right?
That's true.
And as I said,
I love it. Just scoop the ants. Just scoop them right into the bag, folks.
And if you get that Italian ground espresso, they literally bump into one another.
I'm sure. Yeah. Well, it's like a science experiment.
It's better. It's Degrassi should, you know, I should be on his show for this. And then you put him in there and then it's so gratifying when you Ziploc slowly.
Oh, no.
And they're in there going.
And you can hear them scream.
Them. You can hear them. All right. So, speaking of technology. You and I, and you have been devising something. You're the
technology, our closest friend.
You're the captain of this ship, and something. You're the captain of this ship. I still, you know, I'm still on the stern or in the bow or in the bow of the stern or the waiting for the captain's instructions.
It scares me.
And then the last little thing I heard or read in one of your posts was something about. You're going to have to go. You have to run this through Zoom or Zam or something. I'm going to do that. Yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Oh, okay. All right. So I still don't know what you're talking
about. It's going to be Skype. So you're going to be right on board.
Great. Great. We're going to tell people what is going
to happen. What we're talking
about. Yeah. And then we'll, you know, we don't need to tell them the technical parts because all they really have to do when this, well, we'll tell them what all they really have to do. But this is the first public announcement, really, isn't it?
It really is. I don't think anyone has mentioned it until now, right now, this very moment on Cotolo Chronicles.
Then I'm going to give you.
With me, the artist D.
With you, the artist D, who has been on shows called.
who has adorned many fabulous shows.
The Fabulous Artist D, the D Fabulous Show, the Come to See D Artist, Fabulous Artist, and those shows. Okay, now I'm going to give you.
My next show, The Fabulous D's Neighborhood.
Won't you be my... No, please. I can see people in the neighborhood going, no, don't be my... I get to see that one. I want you to explain, first of all, how that you found this particular format that I didn't even know about. I did not know about until you told me about it. I don't know how you found it, but... we're talking, D is going to tell you now about how YouTube, speaking of live and different times and stuff, how YouTube is going to present a show, and then we're going to talk about that show and what, because we're still investigating. But tell everybody, in case they don't know, what's there. I'm going to be quiet here for a couple of minutes.
On YouTube,
okay?
All right. Go. Just a couple of minutes. On YouTube, there is many shows. Of live streams, people who are live streaming their shows and like podcasts, but you can see them. And this is new to some people, but not to many YouTubers who are out there doing this, but it's kind of what YouTube has morphed into for vlogging. I mean, people still do the vlogs. They're still on there recording things and posting things, and there's a lot of that. But now there's more like the good old days of podcasting and broadcasting, I should say, because it was what we did before the podcast that they're now doing on YouTube with live streaming. And we can all gather together on the screen around the fire and have a little podcast. And so, that's what we're going to do.
Okay, so.
For Four Culture Magazine.
So here's what's going to happen. People will be able to go to YouTube. Do they subscribe to a page?
Yes, you just subscribe to our Four Culture account, which has already been there for 250 years.
Right.
So it's just @4Culture or youtube.com/4Culture, wherever you go to find accounts. You could probably just search in YouTube for 4Culture and it'd come right up because it's, you know, right. So unique. But it'll be on there. So it'll be broadcast live through there. We're looking at Tuesdays to do a broadcast at night, but we're going to do a round table of several of our contributors and our more chatty host type folks. It'll be like a hangout because we need that.
Now, people who are doing this, I noticed when you gave me some examples, have large numbers.
They do.
There's an audience for live streaming seminar talking people, whatever, right?
There is, and we could. I mean, this is probably the most potential of an audience that a lot of people could ever get, because YouTube never seems to run out of audience because it has all these avenues and all these branches. Yeah. And there are thousands of people watching everything. And now, of course, I'm sure that I say that now and we'll have, you know, 5 viewers every time.
Well, I don't think any of those people. I saw some of those things and I happen to be, you know, I'm
a sophisticated man. Yes.
Sophisticated. And I do expect a little too much from everyone. But still, these are, you know, these to me, they're kids and they're. Some of them are talented in expressing themselves, what have you, regardless of what they're doing. But I'm sure that when they started, these people, and they, you know, the 20,000 people didn't suddenly get there all at once.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You usually have to hit it. Someone has to talk about you, feature you, have you on their show. But it seems to be very, very easy. As far as if that happens, then you get some people. But of course, you have to be amusing. And well, haven't we always been amusing? So it's kind of a new outlet for podcasting. And then it lives on YouTube, on our channel, like a recorded, you know, kind of like a juiced talk.
Yeah.
It will live on YouTube and be a video that people can watch whenever they want. So there's always that.
And this is this is going to be a work in progress too.
Oh, it's so a work in progress.
When it begins, we will, the good thing about us, and I don't know, the good thing about us, I don't know everybody, because I don't know who else you signed up on this thing. So I'm telling everyone here that I'm not just saying D and 4Culture be there. I am going to be one of the panel.
Yeah, so Frank will be part of the table.
I'll be the return. But what I'm saying is that, you know, that at least you people know that Dee and I we're not self-conscious on mic. We're just, yeah. We just do it. So,
this does mark the return of an old friend of ours.
Yes.
Vanilla Child is back.
Vanilla Child
from the Fabulous Dee Show many a year ago.
That's right. She took, well, anyway, we won't go through the history of that, but
she was, yes, my co-host for many years, so she's going to join us.
She's your cousin.
She is literally my cousin.
And she lives
cousins.
Identical cousins. You know, I sang that the other day for my son, and he went, "What the hell are you doing?" I have no idea why I remember some of these stupid things.
Yeah. Someday somebody will be like, "Hey, did you just make that up? That's pretty good."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I'm
over the head.
Today I made, earlier on, I made some references and I, I said it. I said, but you don't know what I'm talking about because I think the younger audience doesn't. I have to make references. Yeah. Okay, so the point is, Vanilla Child is coming back on Tuesday nights. She has committed.
She has committed. You have committed. When we are all committed.
We will all be committed. And do we have a title yet for this broadcast, podcast, videocast? What do we call this? A tube cast?
We do not.
It's a tube cast.
It's officially a tube cast. It's a live stream is what they're technically calling them these days. The kids these days.
Oh, okay. Live stream. Okay. I'm going to write that.
I do have some titles that I will be, putting up to the group tonight to vote because we need a title.
Give me the other groups. So who don't I know is involved here?
Well, we've invited several people from For Culture, like Anne Marie, who's on with me on Saturdays.
Up all night.
Up all night with artist Dean Anne Marie. And I'm getting very nervous about how many shows I have.
You know, you're too conscious of it now.
If we really did this, like you do this, I'd be on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Saturday night. But thank God I don't do this like you do.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I wonder about me even now, but we got Anne Marie.
Vanilla Child. Melody, you've heard Melody on several of the Artist D shows.
Melody. Wait a second.
Melody.
Yeah, why does that? Melody, who?
She's been around, yes.
Melody, who?
She's just Melody.
I don't think she
doesn't really have a broadcast name other than Melody, right?
Where is she on the interweb again? She's on.
Actually, Liquid Star. She sometimes goes by Liquid Star. She's been on a lot of. She does my makeup. She's been.
Yeah, but I don't know why this rings so familiar, and yet I'm a little confused. Melody.
It's either makeup or one of my co-hosting endeavors. She's been on several shows.
Okay, so Melody, known just as Melody.
Right.
There's three right there.
Yes, and we've invited like Adam from For Culture. Adam's fabulous. His husband. Corey is fabulous.
Adam Corey.
And of course our music people. I mean, everybody at For Culture is pretty much invited if they've got a broadcasting, they want to talk. You've got to want to talk.
So wait a second. So these people will be coming on and off, but I mean, who's the core? Do we have core commitments or are there going to be 13 people on this panel?
Currently, it's just the three of us are the core commitments.
Vanilla,
and myself.
Okay, Vanilla, me, and...
And I know Melody will be Andy. Very regular, if not semi-regular.
Okay.
And the rest have not yet come on board, but we're hoping to do kind of a revolving door, because the thing is, with podcasting, as I just mentioned, like with myself, I can't do it every Wednesday, because you just sometimes come home and you're like... I can't.
Tuesday.
Or Tuesdays, yeah. Or whatever it is, or when it's Saturday, and Anne Marie and I are going to go on, but she's got, you know, a PTA meeting. She can't do it.
Right.
So people have, it seems to be the trend on the internet that they're just not as dedicated as they used to be. And that's probably for good reasons, because people have lives, and you've got to make time for your life. So I wanted to do a show where we're dedicated and we're going to be there every Tuesday, and we have to have that core bunch of people, but I want some revolving folks so that, you know, if you do have something to do, you know, you've got some horses to ride or something down in Kentucky and a hat to wear, you could be off. And someone else will be there. And it won't just be me. And that's very good, because I don't want it to just be me.
The chances, though, but I mean, the ones who commit, you mean anybody is going to be able to just, if you're not there, someone has to hook up? I mean, someone knows what to do?
Well, eventually they will, yes.
Okay.
And that's the good thing, though, about this. With, you know, talking about technology and how we've come along, is back in the Fabulous D Show days, I couldn't just say, here, Vanilla, do a show.
Right.
I feel like shit. Cause she didn't have what I had, nor did it even, would it have even worked that way if she did have what I had in technology or the setup.
Right.
So at least now with YouTube, you just added as a person. And the show can be done one way or the other.
Okay.
It may not be as, because we're going to do like a big deal, like screen sharing and
let's talk about that, because the talking head thing always bothered me, but I think you know, and I think listeners know, because
you have told us many times.
I know that I've gone, you know, what I went through on election day. which was, you know, just not even a political thing. It was just, and I have a problem even with many people who broadcast, who get involved in things that they, that are, you know, issue oriented and stuff or whatever, because they, you know, they, it's part of their lives. And as many opinions as I have on anything, I don't think anything is a part of my life. But I want to say that these people, this is going to be different than even the ones I have seen. The ones I have seen, and by the way, I didn't see any women at all. Did you? Doing Where? This? On any of those live streams?
You know, on all the ones that I watch, I don't think there's ever a regular. I've seen women appear.
Okay.
But no hosts. Yeah. Oddly enough. But I'm sure they're out there, just not in the circles that I run.
But I think also what's going to be good about this is that we're going to have a blend of types, and people who we all know can approach and address whatever issues we're going to talk about. And that's the other thing, the topics. The thing that these guys, I don't know, they went down some rabbit holes. I don't even know why, what. I don't know why they would do this stuff. You know, purpose bothers me. You know, it's like purpose bothers me. So I want everyone who doesn't know, who now knows that this is going to be done, knows that we're going to try to take this to another level. And that if they go now and start looking at all these things, and go, gee, this is, you know, how many of these do we need? You know, right, right. I got a life to lead. Right. Yeah. That they know when they listen to Four Cultures, Four Boating,
something.
Four exactly. Boating, Four, the Four Talking Forward.
Forward talking,
that they know this is going to be number one, interrelated. No, we're going to have this girls and guys. Let's just put
it's going to be incestual.
No, I don't want to say that. It's going to be like, you know, like a butler. They're going to be Bobby socks and jeans. Bobby socks and jeans.
Write all that down and figure it out.
And that people are also going to be seeing us or not seeing. How is this going to work? Sure. You can be on there. Your face can literally be on there as you're talking, or an icon. How's that work?
We're still working this out, but the webcam, if you have a webcam, yes, and the person decides to turn that on, because I understand some people don't want to, but we can, then you will be seen.
Who doesn't want to? You don't have to tell me by name, but you mean to tell me?
No one yet has said no.
Okay.
But I feel that someone eventually will.
Really?
Because I was very reluctant to do so. Because when I'm on the radio, I'm on the radio, and I don't want to be thinking about what I look like.
Well, when we talked about it, you said, like, hey, you know, you're just going right. to be, you, it's,
yeah,
you,
I'm just
you know,
do.
None
exactly.
of us.
Well, that's part of the whole thing of how we came around to this was, I just want it to be, I'm tired of watching myself, and take that in a lot of poetic ways too. Like watching the things you say, watching how you look, all that is in this show of, can we just get on and be in our t-shirts and jeans or whatever we want, and be talking, and for people to actually see us, because that seems to be the way of the future, and who cares? Just get on and talk.
Right, right. So we're hopefully, I want to use my cam, because every once in a while I like to, you know, put my mouth over it or make faces, you know, that's fun. I think everyone should do that.
Yes. Yeah. And I can tell you definitely, you know, the VC and yourself and I will all have our cams on.
Oh, good.
And we'll all look as we do.
That will be that will be revolutionary in the history of our broadcasting anyway.
It will. Even if it's just like us focusing on the history of our broadcasting, this is quite an epic step.
I don't know what we're going to talk about. I just know that I never feel weird talking about anything, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
That's good. And
that's
I know what
we need.
Yeah, and you and I know how to talk to one another, and Vanilla, as far as I remember,
she talks quite well.
She's not holding anything back.
No, definitely not.
So that right there, and I think we could make other people like, well, Emery talks with you well. She has she's grown in how she delivers herself on a mic.
She has. Yeah. Absolutely. She's become a broadcaster against her will.
And
I mean her.
Adam, I don't know Corey, but I've read Adam's stuff.
I mean, Adam's been on. He was on a Christmas show or something, but he's originally from across the pond. So he's got a delicious accent, but also very open-minded like the rest of us.
So I guess we don't have, now you're going to, when you're there, obviously you're going to moderate. I mean, how are we, not that we need a format or anything, but how do we just start talking?
It's important to have a format. Yes. We'll have topics and we'll bring an article up on the screen and we can, read that and then talk about it.
Oh,
and I'm sure that our format will grow into something more because we can have guests. We can do group talks, interviews, things like that. This is mostly like an offshoot of Four Culture to be the true Four Culture underground that I've been, putting the spotlight on forever. I wanted more of a face to Four Culture, more interaction instead of just the interviews that you see. I think we can go into a whole more different realm.
I agree. I think it's time to pioneer this thing, and I'm I want. Why me? Because I'll tell you why. I don't think we need another one of these things. I don't think anybody needs another one of these things. And I don't think those things are going to last as long. You know what will happen. Those people, they're all going to get tired and whatever, right? Who are doing
it? They do, or they get stale. Like right now, a lot of the ones that the examples that I gave to some folks, I go to watch them now and it's more of the same.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we've ever, I'm biased in this, but I don't think we and our podcasting groups or our broadcasting groups have ever really gone into being stale.
No.
Because all of our shows are pretty much interesting and or different.
Yes. Yes,
and these guys. I mean, but these guys have a shtick. That's what they have a shtick without even knowing that they have it, because that's just how they are. They'll get on. They'll start yelling at each other. They'll talk about the SJWs, the social justice warriors, and they'll defend this or that, and that's it. And I like to see, or I don't like to see, but it amuses me to see a lot of the times they'll come on and they'll mention in other videos like, I'm told I'm on the same subject all the time, or I'm too negative, so I'm going to try to do some funny videos. And then they do like one funny video, and the next video they're right back to screaming and ranting about, what they care about, which is nice. That's fine. Yeah. But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think that even if we're doing that sort of format of news and opinions and thoughts and just chatting, I don't think it will be the same. Especially if we're mixing some people in here and there every other week.
Yeah, it's a good, I like this number. I would hope that we could get somewhere near this number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That not only does that fill the screen, but it means, if you got the range, you're gonna have to take control. We don't want to be. Talking over one another, but I mean, there's a lot of different outlooks of anything.
Right.
Going
that's,
on.
That's the thing people don't realize is how well people need to flow with each other when talking. Cause that's an art in itself that we just might have that chemistry.
Right. Right.
Instead of these guys. Cause these guys, the one who have the most that I was looking at, they're in the same room together. So they kind of, they understand what's going on.
Uh-huh.
But others, you know, they're like us, will be all over the place. So it's a different kind of chemistry to not talk over each other in that sort of format.
Not to talk about the technical aspect, but you've gone through this enough.
Weef.
Huh?
Weef.
What? She's doing, okay, he's doing it now. It knows. Okay, you, I know you realize you know more sounds than you know words, as we all do, but what did you just say? You have...
I said, weef.
Oh. You, what will happen is people will go to YouTube at a specific time. Do we have a time yet?
We're looking at 7 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesdays.
So we're looking at 10, I got to write down, 10.
Yeah, 10 Eastern on Tuesdays.
Okay, so.
And on YouTube.
On YouTube, 10 Eastern, 10 p.m. Eastern, till how long does it go on?
Good question.
Yeah.
I'm thinking an hour to start, yeah. And then we'll see if
yeah.
There's, because I mean, there's so many people, I can imagine that it would be an easy 2 hours, but we're just going to do the pilot episode with 1 hour.
Okay.
See how that goes, and we can grow from there.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I think the best thing to do is to get started and, you know, work on it happening. There's no way to... I don't think there's, I know I wouldn't do it this way, but you know, you and I do things differently, but I can't imagine planning this so that you think it's perfect. And then the first time you go out and do it, it's perfect. It's not, I can't imagine that.
No, that's why I do it, because I don't really have a concern of stepping out and being a complete disaster.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a pilot episode, because I've only done this. I've done some tests with Vanilla Child and
I saw one.
It works.
Yeah.
It certainly works. Although the whole cam sharing thing on the screen, it's still a mystery to me for like all of us. So there's going to be a little bit of playtime there where, you know, there will be a little glitches as far as visually, but audibly we'll be being seen, and it'll be a general amusing time, I'm sure.
So you were moving heads and icons around. You can do that? Right?
Yes. It's a wonderful program that isolates certain parts of your screen. And so, you know, I can say, this is your cam window and this is mine. And then I can resize it for what the audience sees. So it's really going to be something that people can watch.
Yeah. You are the director in this.
And I am. Yeah. I just, for the sheer fun of it, I added another level onto the broadcasting that we already do. I mean, we already have to watch levels and talk and look at things, but now I want to be a director too.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah.
It and that's kind of more of a complaint, because you know how it is. You got to do everything.
Yes. And you can't do this without a director. It's just a big mess. I didn't see a lot of that going on with these other guys. They just kind of went on and off, or someone had a face, or took his face off or whatever. And, and I think most of us have cams that are, they work well enough so that we're not just blurry faces. Right. There are still people who have, I don't even know, what is a cheap cam anymore? I mean,
I don't think there's many cheap cams out there.
I mean, in terms of.
I think even like what I have, I don't even know. I bought this years ago, when it was, I mean, not cheap, but like I'd say $50 is cheap for a decent, not fuzzy camera, and it's okay.
I don't even think they had the cheap fuzzy ones. I mean,
I don't think so.
And they're really cheap to get good ones. That's what I mean.
I remember my first cam. Yes, it was blurry as hell and like $200, right?
Right. It was like my first video cartridge machine to watch videos on my television. It was $800 in 1978. I mean, and I could afford it. What the hell, what was that all about? anyway, I think this will also be fine, because it's more of a blend of generations and culture, as the other ones don't seem to be. They seem like a couple of guys. I saw ones, there were a couple of guys, they're all in the same, mental atmosphere.
I haven't really seen any with a blend of generations.
No less multisex or whatever right. we call these people. That this should be quite different and quite interesting. Now, if somebody wants to be on, you said they can be. Now, explain that. A listener or what have you, someone can be on, can just the way.
We'd have to allow them on, but yes, they can, well, they can always contact me on Skype or on email and, you know, ask to be on, but I think we'd have to know them to get them on.
We have to
so
know.
So it's not just, they're not going to just walk on.
Okay. We're not going to have those people like the ones that call C-SPAN.
Right. Exactly. Now there will be a chat room.
Oh, okay.
Fun. It's like bringing like all of it back. Isn't it like a flashback?
Wow.
And you can see us, you can hear us, and there will be chat on the side. And it, to me, one of the internet's first, it's so, well, pioneering, I guess is a good word, or it's come full circle because it all actually works. You know, we were kind of putting it together with scotch tape and tin cans and string before with the chat and the cam. And, you know, if we did all that, it was like you need six different sources to figure out how to get this all in front of people. But literally now it's all on YouTube and it all works together. And there's no glitches like that.
God, how big are those servers? What do those servers look like at YouTube?
I know.
Do they have like a warehouse? Large. Is there a warehouse?
I'm sure there's a warehouse, and then there's a backup warehouse, and warehouses for their warehouses.
The YouTube, so everybody and anybody can get to YouTube, so we know that. Do you have to have a, you know, to go to YouTube? You know, if you subscribe, oh no, you sign in. I mean, people sign in,
you don't have to sign in.
Okay,
you can go to youtube.com/4culture.
Good,
That's FOUR culture. And then you'll just see it, whether you're signed in or not. So okay. You don't have to have any subscriptions or it's all free. It's all there.
We will, though, entertain sponsors. So if somebody out there is listening and you have something to sell and we approve of it.
Indeed.
We will gladly.
We will sell it. We will sell the hell out of it.
Ask for our rates, which will create, I guess, when we realize how many people we have.
Ask for our rates when you contact me with what you have to sell.
I wonder if that was done because, you know, people complain and I'm one of them, although I don't like to complain, but I go, ah, damn, you know, when you try to see something on YouTube and of course a commercial comes up first, but you and I both know why that irks us. It doesn't really have anything to do with the,
Yes, but the criminals and the thieves are popping right up in front of us.
You know, and the people who have irked us and shirked us and whatever. But still, what I mean is, I wonder if people would not come on. I mean, would not want to listen. If we're in this, it is hot. Imagine this real hot and perturbed discussion that is going into underground areas that no one else goes into, and this one agrees and that one disagrees, and yet we're talking and it's animated and it's wonderful. And then D goes, but first, before we continue, here's a word from Brillo.
Exactly.
Brillo.
Hold on, guys. I've got to talk about Brillo now.
Oh wait, here's Frank with a word from Bunny Bread. You know?
Well, there is now, with more of the popular podcasts, they're getting sponsors and the sponsors particularly are paying them to say things like that. Like instead of play the commercial, they're actually just taking a time out and saying, okay, Frank, well, now did you test that Casper mattress the other day? That was really great.
Wait, this brings
and
up.
You can get it there.
This brings up something that I forgot and you reminded me of right now. And that is that I was watching one of these things. I don't remember which guy or whatever. And he was talking about the money he was making from the show that he was doing. And I'm going, get lost, bud. You've never been on radio. You're sitting there saying all this stuff and it's just, you know, mediocre and you're getting paid. What are you talking about? What was that all about? How did they make money?
Well, you are monetized on YouTube to have ads on your page and on your videos. So once our recording turns into a recording, from live to recorded, the ads can, you know, because it's going to be an hour long recording video.
Right.
So they will insert some ads in there. So you'll be watching and we'll start fighting and then it will pause the video and play you that Brillo ad. And then it'll get back to the video. That's how they make a lot of money for that. Also, the chat itself, it's called Super Chat.
Uh-huh.
And you can have your viewers, your chatters. I guess if you have an account with YouTube, you can actually tip us as we continue.
Oh.
So they actually have the tip jar too, which is totally a 1999 thing,
yeah.
Which I did successfully. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Applause. I didn't have the technology or I would have watched, I swear. I just didn't have the technology.
It's all right. It's all about the tip jar. Yeah.
Okay. So there's that. And, but wait a second. So YouTube inserts.
But wait, there's more.
If you act now, we'll send you two. If they play a Brillo commercial, well, how does the person who's on, I mean, gets what, a cut? What are you talking about?
You'll get some money for the ads that are being played. Not particularly from Brillo itself,
right,
but yeah. YouTube will, you know, they will be calculating what they're being played, how many people are listening to it, and then you'll get some money for that. Now, there has been a scandal lately with YouTube has changed its structure internally without really mentioning it, saying that now they're very concerned about what type of channels the ads are being played on. So a lot of the people with the live streams and the vlogs, the more independent people, they're having what happened to us back in the day with websites and MySpace is now happening to them on YouTube because the more normal whitewashed folks on there, as far as the clean and wholesome content creators, they're getting more ads than, say, the anarchist going crazy with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting less ads because now the ad companies are concerned that they don't want a Brillo pad commercial being advertised on an Al-Qaeda station or something. And you know, because terrorists, they need Brillo too, but apparently no one realizes.
But there are no terrorists.
There are terrorist videos.
Yeah, but there's not live streams. Well,
they're not exactly popular, but apparently they all are. They're on there sometimes.
Well, they must come on it.
There's Nazi streams. They're out there. And that's what they're concerned. That you might get an Amazon.com ad on your Nazi stream. Cause that means that Amazon supports Nazis. Not that Nazis support Amazon, which is the way I would think about it, is okay, this Nazi has Amazon ads. So it's the Nazis' fault.
Let's face it, regardless of political slant, hate, or anything like that, even Nazis use Brillo.
Exactly.
That's in my new book, by the way. Even Nazis use Brillo by Frank Adolo. I'll be starting that tonight as soon as the show is over.
I'll be the first in line for you.
Watch for me at a town near you. By the way, you and I, I'll talk to you personally about something else, but not here on the broadcast because I do already have news, but I'm not going to, it's not news. Ooh. It's not news. It's silence. I already have secret things I'm not telling everyone.
Fantastic.
but I need to, you know, but I will share with you in another time, another place.
Perfect.
That's what brought that up because, anything you say, you know, it's true too. It's right. They tell you like, well, if you got a picture of your butt, don't put it on the internet because you might want a job someday. I love that one. You might have a job someday. Well, how did they know that's your butt? right?
Because you posted it with your full name.
Yeah, that's what. What kind of idiots are there out there who don't understand that anybody can see this? Remember when you and I back in the old days knew people who were so incredibly excited because everyone could see it. And that was the big thing, right? I mean, the potential audience was humongous. It was what that was all potential.
Yes.
And people,
now they're terrified that everyone. Yeah,
people literally were like, "Do you realize I could be seen here, there, and here, there?" It turned out tremendously funny for Cthulhu Chronicles, but that's another story. I don't want to go there. I'm just saying that people would go on the internet and go, "I now have a potential audience, whatever they do, of, you know, 65 billion people. It's like, yeah, I know. And you have an audience of 7. And that's, you know,
that's always been it. Yeah.
What a disappointment to so many people. Here you are sending out a signal to everyone in the world and only 7 people have found you.
I can imagine it's just as terrifying now. Well, not terrifying, but devastating. For like YouTube people. I mean, imagine these fans, they're watching these live streams and they're like, oh my God, 7,000 viewers and 100,000 subscribers and they live off of this. I'm going to do it. And then 3 people listen and they kill themselves on cam.
Yeah. So. Look what happened to the podcasts. They buried you and I in those lists. You know, I mean, we were around before there were podcasts, and although podcasts helped us because more people could listen, the point is that all those people, they're all gone. I did it on the show. I went looking for those podcast sites that used to literally, like, remember they had a top 100?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're all gone.
We were before Podomatic was Podomatic.
And they're
on no lists.
They're all gone. All of them. None of those. No sustaining. Because they realize that working 40 hours a week to make a perfect broadcast and not eating, was not good for you. We tried to tell them in the beginning, but they didn't understand.
You know, anything like this, like art, like any thing that people like to call a hobby that is not really a hobby, it's kind of like people at the gym on New Year's Day. They come in, they think it's a great idea, they're there for a week, and they bother me for a week, but then after that, they disappear.
Yeah.
It's all good. If there's anybody down at the, you know, local pool at 5 a.m., they're there because they're on a health kick for 2 weeks, and I can be assured that they'll be gone and out of my way very quickly.
You know,
same with the internet. They come, they do, and then they're like, well, I'm not making full, you know, $1 million bankroll here. I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
This is hard. Million. This is hard. The millennials' favorite phrase. This is hard and not what I expected it to be.
That's because, well, I mean, I hate the word hobby and I always hate the word hobby. Mike, a guy named Mike, had on the corner, the first place I ever lived where I grew up, and on the corner and around the corner, down the street and on the avenue, Mike's Hobby Shop. It was, you know, Mike's Hobby Shop. Mike was, I don't know. Mike knew about, and it was a hobby shop. So in other words, everything you did, you bought or participated in from that store, okay, don't you dare take this seriously. Anything in there, whatever you do, it's a hobby. And that was an excuse to get away with certain things. And it was also a remedy. Doctor would say, you're too serious about this. You need a hobby.
Right.
And I hated hobby because it was like, not because I was serious about everything, but because I wasn't serious about anything. And that was like, well, suppose I feel the same way about my hobby as I do about what I want to do to make money. What does that mean? That really reduces and makes, don't think of it that way. You know, just have fun. make yourself a plastic airplane. And we all know that story if you've heard this show. I don't even want to go into that. My point being that I hate hobby. People even say now, well, what do you do for a hobby? And it's like, look, I'm glad to have gotten to a point in my life, although I'm one in a million people I know, but then what the heck, where I do it, you know, just whatever I feel like doing, even things I want to do for money. So I don't like this. What do you do for a hobby? I ain't got time for a hobby. What is it? What is a hobby?
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever felt like I've done a hobby, even though, of course, everything I've done that I love to do, people would really like to say, oh, that's your hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very circular, and it eats its own head because you get a hobby, people that think they exist, they get a hobby, and then they want to make their hobby their job. So they do, and then they hate their job, which means they hated their hobby, which means they now have to find a new hobby.
Exactly.
And around it goes. And what we want to do with our lives for real is often categorized as a hobby, and that's just sad.
Well, people who really enjoy their hobbies to get away from what they do for a living, will obviously more and more regret what they do for a living, because they sure wish they could get paid doing what they like, right, which is their hobby.
Right. And I think we're more of the hobbies fall under people that actually do normal things like arts and crafts, as in crocheting. You know, when you're doing that, it could be, it's almost a hobby. Because it's kind of something they do just to, they're literally doing it to pass the time. And they somehow oddly enjoy it. But it's not, I don't know. I do this, I don't do this to pass the time. I'm just dedicated to, and I desire to do so. Just like painting. I'm not going to paint because I have an hour to fill. I could fill it many other ways.
Now, just because I am the way I am, and that's all that I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
There's a song in there somewhere.
I took out the Webster's New American Dictionary to get a distinct and definite and distinct, which is in itself a synonym, hobby definition.
I took out the dictionary because your son is not there to Google it.
I know. See, everyone knows I have the Webster's New American Dictionary, which is published in 1960 by Books Incorporated. Books Incorporated, because they couldn't,
I hope they're still around,
find a better name for their company that published. Why do you publish in Books? What do you publish? Books. Hobby. H-O-B-B-Y. Here it is. Hobble. Hobblebush. I love looking up words because I got to find them. And I find all these other words that I wish I could sign during the week. Can I put Hobblewish sometime in a sentence if there was anyone I could talk to? No, because the people go to my house are out of their minds anyway. Here's hobby. You ready for this? It's very, very, very short. I use very too many times. Hobby. A favorite pursuit or object, as collecting coins is his hobby. I think that's fascinating. It says a favorite pursuit or object. Object is a hobby? An object?
I'm thinking of all sorts of desirable objects.
I'm really in another dimension that. Wow. And I would have never thought, you see. So.
What is that large crystal penis statue on your fireplace? That's my hobby.
That's my hobby. You're right. It's like, what? I noticed you have 32 boxes of diapers in the corner.
Yeah, hobby.
Hobby. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's an object. Wow. And that's from 1960.
Yes. I wonder what their hobbies were.
Books. Cthulhu Chronicles is what is winding down here, and we're talking with the artist D of the million of shows that
and D. Excitedly, Jeremy Long is on Tom's show, and I'm on your show. This is very blockbuster night.
It is. It is, I guess, a blockbuster night.
Well, see, that should have been the original response to that. You should have just been like, I guess.
When we're talking about, and we're going to have more about this, Dee is going to be talking about it on her 17 shows, and I'm going to be mentioning it as we move along. But in the meantime, as I did say in the beginning of this show, when I was talking about other places you could go, that I'm now monthly again on.
Yes, on, you're back.
I'm back, and as I told everyone.
With Rocket.
Rocket Science. My motto? Rocket Science. Because everything is far more complicated than even you imagine. See, now you could take that and you could put it.
I've been listening. I'm going to do this. Okay.
I didn't know when you got home, so I was wondering. I didn't know. Just got home just in time.
I heard the needed isolation pieces. Yes. Okay. For Rocket Science. Right. Not your hobby.
No, it's not. And, I'm proud to contribute. I'm not proud. I don't have no pride. Forget about pride. Fred, I said that. I'm happy. Happiness, you know, which was never in the equation, is.
And I'm posting as well on monthly on 4Culture.
Yes.
So we're trying. We're not trying.
We're doing.
We are getting more writers at 4Culture. So if you know anybody and you're passionate and you're not an idiot and you're kind of a freak unique, hit me up at D d@theartistd.com or tad@theartistd.com or go to fourculture.com and there's a page where you can just type in things and talk to me.
And D does read if you go to theartistd.com. If you go to the website, there's a contact thing there and you actually read that stuff.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
I read it and respond.
I do. I read, mm-hmm. I respond because the library is open.
And I, you know, do that at fcatolo@yahoo.com.
Oh, and just one more mention about the
more,
show.
More, more. We got time.
Mac Danger. What? Mac Danger, yeah, is also going to be a host.
Oh, Mac. Oh, you didn't write down Mac Danger. Yeah, okay.
He probably won't be a regular, but he'll definitely be around.
We started, as I recall, when we first conversed about this, we started by saying, we're getting people who will commit. Now we, yes, do it. We got 14 people. Some of them might be there, might not be there.
That's what I need, because I've been doing this since 2007. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. And I have learned that most people cannot commit. So that was my plan out of the gate, was I had to call all of the people I knew who would commit and got them to commit. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, so they're, because I'm thinking maybe we'll have, you know, four culture, four people. Maybe there will just always be four people.
I got you.
And if the three people are always static, as in always there, then the fourth, maybe they can come and go. Who knows?
Right.
We'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, you're,
it's
right,
the internet. We can do what we want.
Yes. And you're right about doing it that way, because we couldn't get too militant about, yes, those.
Which is why I, you know, the people who can't commit, I would really like them around. And that's why I need to know that when they can't commit, we will still be there.
Exactly.
And you will be there with us.
And you, that's right. And you will be there.
Yes.
As I am there too. What else do we need to tell anybody about this? Everything else I need to know, you will tell me. I'm still in the dark about, you know, a lot of stuff. I want to know what's
going
on.
You just have to show up with your webcam on Skype. We might eventually do a Google Hangout, which is a different type of format, which is just you kind of people out there, you is who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
You'll just be watching and we'll be kind of like whoever's talking, you will see us. It's more of a hangout, loose kind of feel. So it won't be the regular format, but that might be something we do too. So
well,
Frank just need to show up with your Skype.
Right, am I showing up? I just get on Skype and I
just get on Skype.
And yeah, Skype and you then, and then you,
and you
take it from
Skype
there.
Me with your, you know, video Skype and,
right,
and somehow I will put all of those cams on the screen. That is the only question that remains,
okay,
for next Tuesday night.
Okay,
so
that's what I meant.
Next,
yeah, yeah.
Next,
okay,
Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday night, which is June. Is that June 1st?
Yeah, that's May 30th.
May 30th.
It's the day,
okay,
it's the day after Memorial Day in America.
Against the regular holiday, right, which is Monday. Mm-hmm. At 10 p.m., since I won't, yes, be on until after that, then this is the advertisement for it right now, and we'll also put it on, I'll try to get it on, and well, it'll be all over Twitter and everywhere else, right? That's what we'll be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking I'll take this part of your show, and I'm going to stick it on that SoundCloud.
Good.
And then I'll make everyone listen to it.
You do it, and I'll make them listen too. And we'll
then
do
and
it.
Then I'll tell them that they need to go back to Juice Talk to hear the first half of it where, you know, do you want ants? Because this is how you get ants.
Yeah, ants. Yeah, that's right. Don't forget about the ants. We'll tell you more about ants as we move on there too. Okay.
Caffeinated ants.
Great for you to find the way to be here. I know I asked you last week. It was a real rush job, but what the hell? You know, it's okay.
We are
here, and we will be there on Tuesday night. So everybody,
tune in next Tuesday.
Get over there, and I'm gonna. What am I gonna do? I guess I better hit this thing, and then I got ready for Tom, who's gonna freak out.
I'm gonna say hi, Tom. Hi.
Freak out if I don't hit the go, you know. So I'll hang up on you now, hit the theme, and we'll move along. And I, if I don't talk to you between now, if you need anything, you know where I am. Or if we get a chance, I'll talk to you. There's other stuff I want to tell you. In the meantime. Otherwise,
thank you so much, Frank.
No, hey, it's only started.
It's only just begun.
It's only just begun here on For the Place, For whatever the name the show might be. We'll do it.
For Culture something something.
Them! We'll just call it Them. Are you listening to Them tonight? Them! We might think about it. Okay. Good. Bonsoir, mon ami.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I think it's time for the theme.
Yeah, we're running a little late there, but we're going to get over to where we're going. My name is Frank Atola, man whose name adorns the title of the show. I hope you'll listen if you're listening live or you're listening before Tuesday on any other station. You'll check into YouTube for Culture and see what's going on there. This is exciting. As exciting as anything gets. Maybe not anything, but you know what it is. Okay, name is Frank Atola, man whose name adorns the title of the show. Good night, Mrs. Ertzwell, wherever you may be located. We're going to send you over to you-know-who, to some of you, and the rest of you, hang in there. And good night, Mrs. Ertzwell, wherever you may be located. I'll leave you now. We've talked a lot. We have nothing more to say.